Yo, what's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly, and today we are going to be talking about some baseball players, and one of them is going to Tennessee. What else are you guys, what's your guys' throw in the accomplishments that you've done, or like what you guys are like skill up, like just sort of talking, like what, so you.
Dylan, go first.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, here.
Mr. Tennessee.
I'm going to University of Tennessee to play baseball after high school.
Right now, I'm uncommitted, but have some offers and looking forward to my senior season.
Heck yeah, humble, I like it.
I have committed to ASU to play baseball, and looking forward to it. It's my senior season, but yeah, it should be fun.
Sick.
My name is Liam Whalen. I'm currently uncommitted, got a couple offers, so hoping to get that going.
Get the bread.
Hey, it's Chuck. I'm committed to Morehead State. Still got 2 years left. Expecting bright things out of myself.
I'm Austin. I'm uncommitted as well. I have a few D1 offers. Looking forward to choosing the right one and getting my senior season done.
Heck yeah. What are your positions and why do you love them? And what are your positions and why do you love your positions or position?
It's Austin again. I'm a left-handed pitcher, and I love pitching just because the adrenaline rush, and it's fun to go out there and dominate the game.
It's Ashton again. I'm a catcher, and I just love to command the field and be the leader on the field and off the field.
That's sick.
This is Dylan. I'm a pitcher. That's what I was good at, and that's just what I enjoy doing.
I'm Austin. I'm a pitcher as well. I just like to show the IQ of the game and outsmart people.
You get to what? Outsmart people?
Oh, yeah, show my IQ. Outsmart.
Oh,
outsmart
yeah.
Outsmart hitters.
5-1 GPA.
Oh, what? No way.
He's that guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Chuck. I'm a PO. I throw gas and eat ass.
Whoa.
My name's Liam.
You better share this with your friends because that's
going to
go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So my name's Liam. Liam again. I'm a professional DH, so all I do is hit tanks.
Sorry, say that last part again.
All I do is hit tanks because I'm a DH.
Oh, that's dope. Big arms, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm just kidding.
It's huge.
All right, so you said what you love about the position. What do you love about the game of baseball? Like, what makes you, like, continue? What's the process? What do you love about the game of baseball? What everything, like, I want to just hear, like, what you love about it.
It's Austin again, and just the game of baseball to me is just, it's America's pastime. It's fun to go out there and play and nice baseball days and stuff like that. That's what makes it fun.
It's Ashton again. Baseball is pretty much like my way out. Takes me away from my stress and my anxiety, away from other things in my life.
This is Dylan. I just love the game because almost all my friends have come from it. It's just family, really, and this is what I enjoy to do.
This is Austin, and I love baseball because it's like Austin said, it's a pastime, and it gets people together, it takes away stress, and it shows you who you can be outside of the normal things of life.
It's Liam again. What I love about the game is I get to dominate the pitchers. Just kind of fun to go out there and really just hit, and it's pretty much all I do. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope. That's a big hitter. David Ortiz in the bag, like, crush him like a bug, right?
Righty, I'm the righty David Ortiz.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. All right, so, now moving on to the quotes. What has been a quote in your life that has helped you with baseball or helped you with life that has been, like, just that has helped you? Because, I mean, obviously, you guys know a thing or two not about baseball that other people don't, or you've worked harder or you've put in more work or whatever, because I mean only 4%, I believe the statistics are only 4% of high schoolers make it to like college, and then that's not even like considering D1, and all you guys are probably like in that category. So like what what's your favorite quote? Say your favorite quote.
It's Austin again. My favorite quote is probably going to be everything happens for a reason. Just because there's so many obstacles you come up with in life, and you just got to keep stepping forward and keep moving forward, and everything turns out the way it's supposed to.
This is Ashton again. This came from my grandpa before he died.
the one thing he always wanted me to do is bet on myself. So that's why I live by every day.
This is Dylan. I think my favorite quote is probably from my buddy's dad. He told us, he's just, one day he said, figure it out. And that's what you got to do. You just got to figure it out.
Dude, I love that.
This is Austin. And my favorite quote is actually a Conor McGregor quote. And it says, lack of commitment is an insult to those who believe in you. And it just shows that, you know, the people that are there for you by your side, they're putting in the work and effort, and you have to as well.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, heck yeah.
It's Chuck again. This is a quote my dad told me when I was little. If you're not down in daddy's, she's not calling you daddy.
Bro, is that? Say that again. That was very important, dog. No, I didn't say what is that too. What?
If you're not down in daddy's, she's not calling you daddy.
Daddy's up here.
This is Liam. My quote's probably the extra mile is never too crowded because you can never push yourself. No one's gonna be at the extra mile. So when you run a mile, for example, you can run another one. Just because you're putting yourself out there.
Heck yeah, dude, that's good stuff. Extra mile. Okay, so what do you think separates you guys from like people that like try to like. Because, I mean, I know a lot of people and, like I grew up playing baseball, you know. So what, like, separates the people that go to, like, for example, D1 or, like, even D2, I don't know, even just, like, college ball, what separates people from, like, playing college ball versus high schoolers that have a good high school, you know, and just, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's Austin again. Just a lot of it comes from the physical side, but it's also like work ethic and like determination. The work you put in is the work you get out. That's what I think.
It's Ashton again. I believe the game is 75% mental, and it really comes down to the mental standpoint. If you don't believe in yourself, then there's no reason to do it at all. And, yeah.
This is Dylan. I think the game...
No, it's all good. I can cut it.
Okay.
Oh, forgot. You got it, Dylan.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the little brain part.
Yeah. I think this is Dylan. I think the game is just it's really mental, and a lot of it's God gifted talent, but you got to work on that, and if you don't, then you're not gonna get anywhere.
This is Austin. I think the game, you know, what separates people is drive. And, you know, you got to be better than the next guy. And that's just what it all comes down to.
Excuse you. You're up. I'm just
This is Liam again. Something that sets you apart from others is, one, God-given talent. Some people are just given that talent. Another is outworking others. There's always going to be people better than you. If you think you're the best in the state, try and be the best in the country. If you think you're the best in the country, try and be the best in the nation.
Can you repeat that? That was very profound. I like a lot of what you say. I think you're going to make it big. I have a good feeling about you.
So if you think you're the best in the state, go be the best in the country. If you're not the best in the country, then go be the best in the nation.
Dude, that's good. Hey, that's good. That's good. Exactly. And then the best in the world too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, best in the world too.
Yeah, no, that's good. Okay. So I'm curious, just a curious question. Like, do you have over 10 minutes? Is that okay or no? Because I know I said 10 minutes, but that was just between you. Or no?
I think it'll be okay.
Okay, you think so? Okay. Well, who, you know, he's on your team, right? Diego?
Diego doesn't really play.
Yeah, Diego don't play.
Not, no, back in his day, he did.
He just got, like, in here, like, just kind of... okay, but, like, did you play ball with him? Anybody, like, play years with him or no?
I played with him.
You did?
You what? I played with him
for
a while. Yeah.
Oh, okay, here. I want to talk about chemistry, but... Okay. Okay. Okay, so you three, and then you and him. Yeah, you and him. Okay.
Football together.
Really? Okay. So I just want to ask, like, who is he, like, because I, who is he, like, you played with him, though, right?
Yeah, you played, like, T-ball with him.
T-ball. So how was he in T-ball? Was he, like, the life of the party? Like, I feel like he would be, like, what, how, explain to me, like, who he was on the field, like, and then explain, like, you explain who he was, and then you try to explain who you were and tried to be on the field.
Well, old Chucky over here used to come to T-ball practice.
Chuck Diego, same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Nickname. Old Chucky over here used to pull up to practice, backwards hat, saggy jeans, and all he would do is ball out. He used to just... All he would do.
Really?
All he would do.
But, like, what about his personality? Like, what would he bring to the table as far as personality to the team?
He would always, like, be the leader in the dugout. He would always, like, cheer us on. Cheer us on and encourage us.
Okay. Can you talk about that distraction night? What am I talking about?
Talking about us playing T-ball again.
Oh, yeah. Liam's been a bright one since day one.
You can talk about him for a second, but I want to know, like, who you strive to be. Oh, yo! What's up, Connor? Good to see you, man. You're looking fresh. A little bit too fresh, you know what I mean? No, I'm just... Cup it up. But,
So explain to me who you are. We got a special guest, but Connor, introduce yourself. So who are you? This is a podcast, so explain to me. My name's Connor, and I go
to a junior college.
You go to junior college, you said?
Yeah, and I play baseball there.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
You're on it, you know?
Yeah, man.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
You've been playing baseball for a long time,
right? I have.
What do you love about baseball?
I love throwing hard. That's what I like. Velocity.
Yeah, that's
what I love.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's next?
All right. So what do you think? So what do you think? So I think baseball, honestly, like what I miss about baseball is the camaraderie, you know, like the brotherhood, right? Because it's like, I mean, even though they were like, what?
We're all family.
Yeah, so, like, can you talk about that with amongst each other and, like, maybe, like, explain to me, like, how it was playing, growing up, playing together and, like, you know, the healthy competition or just, like, you guys against each other and, like, you know, just all that, like, healthy competition and camaraderie and just the brotherhood of, like, it all, like, between you guys and then also just in general.
So, this is Austin again. Growing up, I've played with Dylan since I was about 11 years old, and I played with Kausik from about 9 to, 14 before high school. And it's been a blast getting to know these guys and, you know, they become a part of your family. And just, like, you play each other around, like, in tournaments and stuff like that, like Ashton here. I didn't get to know him that well until big tournaments we play together in and, I don't know, area code teams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Besides that, nothing much to it.
It's you.
Thanks, man.
But here's Ashton again. I grew up playing with Liam. I think I've been around him since I was about 10 years old. Really got me to get to know the game of baseball. And I'd not want to be with anyone else to grow up with the game of baseball with.
Heck yeah, hey, I love that.
This is Dylan again. I grew up playing with Austin and just all the teams I played on when I was younger. I still know most of those guys. I still talk to a lot of them. So it's just relationships that last.
Yeah, definitely. This is Austin again, and I think, you know, we said baseball's like a family, but it's a little more than a family because families bicker, families argue, and I think with baseball, there's not a whole lot of that going on. It's just kind of, it's healthy, and it's like you said, camaraderie, you know, it's just getting along and, you know, loving the game with each other.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so this is Liam again. I've been playing baseball since probably about 5 years old. I currently go to high school with the kids I used to play with. A few of my buddies, Trent and Tyler. I used to play with them since we were both like 5-4 years old. So I've really got to know them and go through high school without with them. So yeah.
All right. Last one. So shout out your whatever you want to shout out. Just make it clear, you know, and clear and concise, and just whatever you want to shout out.
It's Austin again, and shout out to my boy Aaron here. He's always living life to the fullest and full of energy all the time. It's great.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. But like, you don't want to shout out your Instagram or Snapchat? Hey, thanks, man.
All right.
What?
You need a shout out? I just appreciate Aaron having us in here. Yeah. We always catch him at Black Rock, and it's just a great environment to be around him.
What am I saying?
You can shout out your like
Instagram
or Snapchat, or if you Tinder. Don't want any, that's fine. You can just...
Yeah, Connor_Dougal.
Oh, that's simple.
Yeah, definitely. I shout out Aaron too. It's the first time I met the guy, and I love him. It's good. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
I'd like to shout out to all my boys at this table, especially Aaron. First time meeting him as well. He's always great podcast, by the way. Great podcast.
It's utterly breathtaking.
Yes.
This is gonna be a good one. Awesome. I'm excited. Yeah.
So yeah, I just appreciate all these boys being on here. And, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you guys. Yeah, I appreciate you guys because honestly, I appreciate you guys coming on because honestly, like, I mean, to be able to play like at a level. I mean, to just play college sports, there's just a level of respect I have. There's a big level of respect I have just, like, for all of you guys. I mean, even if you don't play, like, college sports, you know, I respect, like, who you are just because, like, you're just, like, out there, you know? You're, like, you do crazy stuff. Like, you ate a water bottle or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like
TikTok. What's the TikTok?
Put your TikTok.
See?
You don't have to check it.
C_Hoshiyama. Yo. That's my TikTok.
I don't remember.
Follow me.
Spell
Hoshiyama. H O S H I Y A M A. Go follow your boy.
That's the spelling bee.
Okay. Thank you, guys. All right. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Be sure to rate the podcast. Thank you so much. God bless. Have a great day.